Well, it's Friday, just before 5 p.m., so the perfect time to enjoy a glass of wine, or at least talk about wine. And that's going to be with Terry Wheatley, president of Vintage Wine Estates. She joins us on the phone from Sonoma, California. Vintage Wine Estates has a portfolio of wines and spirits from wineries throughout Napa, Sonoma, Oregon, and Washington, and also California's Central Coast, which is where I'm from. So this is particularly special for me. Terry, thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about the wine business right now, because Vintage Wine Estates is set to IPO later this month. Mm-hmm. Why is now the right time to IPO?
Well, you know, why go public now? I would say many of the wine companies have really suffered during the pandemic with their tasting rooms closed, which is a great source, primary source of wine club signups. Their on-premise business closed across the country. So we are entering an unprecedented time of opportunity for acquisitions. Hmm. So for us to access the public market, it just made sense for us to get that firepower and capital to go out and continue our track record of acquisitions. So we've done 20 acquisitions in the last 10 years. So we're looking to do 20 more in the next 10. If 20, not more.
20 or more in the next decade. That's a large number. I'm wondering, and then this is, you're planning to raise $690 million in the IPO. Are there certain regions that you're looking at? Are there certain types of wineries? Are there certain types of mm-hmm. spirits? What's appealing to you from an acquisition perspective right now?
Well, we will not acquire a spirit company. We will be looking in the wine space. Primarily California. We do look at Washington and Oregon. If you're from the Central Coast, that's really attractive to us. We have you might be familiar with the Leticia Winery here in San Luis Obispo.
Yep, which that's where I'm from.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Well, that winery has been a tremendous purchase for us and continues to do really well. So that type of acquisition wineries, we really play in that $10 to $20 retail sweet spot. We'll probably acquire there. We may step it up a little bit. Maybe it'll go into $25, $30 a bottle at retail, but really focused on California, Washington, Oregon. You won't see us buying international properties or things on the East Coast or Texas or any place else. Really focused on the West
Coast. So, Terry, when you do buy a winery such as Leticia and you do incorporate it into the Vintage Wine Estates portfolio, what are the changes mm-hmm. that you bring, that you make to increase efficiencies, to make the acquisition make sense?
Well, for Leticia, the great thing about the way we purchase maybe up against other people in our peer group is that we try to keep the infrastructure the same. So the winemaker, Eric Hickey, is still the winemaker there. His father was actually the winemaker previous to him. But we infuse capital to, we just put in some additional production capability there. We're improving the vineyards, just increased capital. We're working on, as you probably know, driving into Leticia is a little interesting. So we're working on a new entrance and how you get out of the property. So again, it's capital. We go in and we take out the redundancy. So we bring in their financial, all their finance teams and stuff. We incorporate that. So the back office, we really try to incorporate that into the Vintage Wine Estates headquarters. But besides that, we try to keep these wineries individual with individual personalities, and it's really worked for us. So I'm so pleased that you're so familiar with Leticia.
Yeah, among many other, you drive there these days in California Central Coast, and it's just vineyards as far as the eye can see, which raises the question just about climate change and water, because that's something that mm-hmm. many areas of California struggle with. How do you think about a natural resource like water and that it is, in fact, it's always a drought?
Well, not always.
It
feels like it. We're in a drought right now, which makes for interesting farming. But where we can, we dry farm. We are always looking at water conservation, recycling, and so forth. We do that with the energy, our production plant up in Hopland. We have solar, so we try to make our entire facility there, supported by our solar panels. So we really do have an eye on sustainability for, our vineyards with water conservation and so forth. So it's top of mind in everything that we do. But, you know, we are in California. We are in the farming heartlands. And so that is always a concern. But if you're constantly working on how you protect the water resources, mm-hmm. we feel like that we have a good plan in place.
Terry, you mentioned the way that the tasting rooms and actually on premise just took a hit mm-hmm. during the pandemic, and how wine clubs were really affected because tasting rooms are such a big part of how people actually learn about wines. Mm-hmm. What adjustments did you guys make to your portfolio of brands at Vintage Wine Estates? How did mm-hmm. you get through the pandemic?
Well, you know, unlike other wineries in our peer group, we actually grew during the pandemic in our direct-to-consumer business. So we are lucky that we are diversified, and we have 14 tasting rooms. Again, that really feeds our 19 wine clubs. Hmm. But we have an e-commerce email list of over 850,000 people. We mined that e-commerce list during the pandemic. We own the Cameron Hughes brand. We believe that's the largest digitally native wine brand out there. That really grew during the pandemic. We have a telesales group that is selling over right. the telephone. Yes, people still do that, but the Windsor wine brand, where you do right. custom labels and people shop that. And last but not least, we do probably 90% of the wines that are sold on QVC. That business just went through the roof. So we had multiple levers right. that we could pull to grow during the pandemic, unlike other people in the wine space.
Terry Wheatley is president of Vintage Wine Estates, joining us on the phone from Sonoma, California. Terry, thanks so much for taking the time. This is Bloomberg Business Week, and this is Bloomberg. This week's edition of our Business Week weekend show features former Best Buy CEO Hubert Joly, rock legend Nancy Wilson of Heart, and more. Tune into Bloomberg Business Week, the radio edition, this Saturday at 8 a.m. Wall Street time on Bloomberg Radio.